Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
A drug dealer will kill an average of 500 American citizens during his or her life. They'll destroy, kill 500, not to mention the destruction of millions and millions of families that are so badly hurt. And I'm calling for the death penalty of drug dealers and human traffickers, which will, upon its passage, reduce drug distribution and crime in our country on day one by 75%.
But it's not just illegal. It's criminals, it's drugs, it's the new phenomena that's been age-old, been going on for thousands of years, but it's never been worse than now because of the internet. Human trafficking, where they grab women, put tape over their mouth, come through our border, and sell them. And they go both ways, in both directions. We better get smart. Human trafficking is a big business. It's a big deal. Dealing in children is a big deal. Children are probably the most harmed.
Welcome to this Christian Patriot News Update. Trump, aka Q+, is calling for the death penalty for drug dealers and human traffickers. Here's our favorite president in Q-Drop 3425. Find out the people that went to that island, sign POTUS, Anons know. Under that is Drop 3133, originally posted March 20th of 2019, so an upcoming four-year delta. What does a handler procure? Now keep in mind, in our last update, I shared with you that Ray Chandler, the word Chandler equals child handler. Is the handler in the kill box we get one of many connected to Epstein? Flight logs reveal many hidden artifacts, and in the kill box we get RC. That's a reference to Rachel Chandler. Today I'm going to take you through the Jeffrey Epstein Pedo Island flight logs. In the upper right, let's look forward to Q-Drop 3898, originally posted March 23rd of 2020. So this is an upcoming three-year delta. Pay attention. The key that opens all doors. This is the start. Now let's go to Q-Drop 3155, 5x5, loud and clear, originally posted March 20th of 2019. So an upcoming four-year delta. Keep digging, Anons. Rachel Chandler, remember, Chandler is a child handler. Rachel Chandler is key. Is Rachel Chandler the key that opens all doors? Today is another R-rated show. Viewer discretion is strongly advised. We're going to discuss John Podesta, symbolism. He reminds us symbolism will be their downfall. Crimes against humanity, crimes against our children. We'll discuss spirit cooking, the Vatican, and Pedo Wood. We'll take a look at a brand new Substack article by Pepe Lives Matter. You'll find Pepe on both Telegram and True Social. The article is titled, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Think swamp creatures. Pepe takes a deep dive into the Federal Reserve. Pepe shares this firsthand account from Tim Benz explaining how the idea for the Federal Reserve was conceived directly above a Canaanite altar. Who would be crazy enough to have a house built on top of a blood sacrifice altar? Well, he said Rockefeller was. It's the room that they were sitting in when they drew up the entire legislation and plan to pass it that became the Federal Reserve Act. So this was the conception of the Federal Reserve banking system on the parlor sitting on top of a blood sacrifice altar. Expert investors warn, this time is different. What's ahead is the worst recession in history. Don't just sit there, do something. Take control of your retirement with a self-directed IRA and physical gold and silver. Not paper, physical gold and silver. Top investors predict gold and silver will hit all-time highs. Call the proud Americans of the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Get their 2023 Recession Protection No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service. Patriot Gold Group is a consumer affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
Looking at this picture of John Podesta, it's not just some creepy photo of a satanic child abuser and rapist. It's not just the infamous 14 and fish, symbolizing the Skull and Bone Society, although Podesta is certainly among them. There are other signs that a lot of people have missed, like the huge chunk missing from his right hand, but it makes sense when you consider Podesta's associations. The WikiLeaks emails revealed that the Podestas spent some time at spirit cooking parties thrown by Marina Abramović. Most of you have heard about her by now, pushing Aleister Crowley's teachings of Thelema or the Book of Law among the inner Luciferian circles of the government and Hollywood, which is basically do whatever you want, and they do. Abramović and others in their satanic gang want to do sacrifices. They want to do child rape, torture, rituals. They want to eat people. They want to serve Satan. And that is why you see the rise of Satanism in the public systems, in entertainment, and spreading even faster underground and on the deep web.
There's good reason for my glistening skin and how I shine and how my pores are so clean and clear. I eat little baby's ice cream. It keeps me young. It keeps me light on my feet. I spring from activity to activity. I love my job. I love my life. When you eat little baby's ice cream, you'll wink and nod and hug and high-five each other with great enthusiasm. This is a special time.
Hollywood is throwing Abramović's name around so much it even popped up in the new series, The Young Pope, a somewhat real depiction of some of the things that take place inside of the Vatican.
Spielberg.
No, Kubrick. Contemporary artist.
Jeff Koons. Oh, Marina Abramovic.
Banksy, electronic music group.
Oh, I don't know the first thing about electronic music.
Contemporary artists.
Jeff Koons. Oh, Marina Abramovic.
Banksy.
And it's just more of what we can expect from Hollywood now. It took 7 months to film the first season of The Young Pope, and filming began in August 2015. Now, you guys will recall that the WikiLeaks Podesta emails broke in March of 2016. And up until that point, the general public was not at all informed about spirit cooking or the quote-unquote art of Marina Abramovic. We have since learned how closely tied the elites in Washington, D.C. and the elites in Hollywood are to the satanic practices of Marina Abramovic and her spirit cooking.
Perhaps it's a message for us all, as dark Luciferian rituals inside the catacombs of the Vatican are real, and their record of pedophilia is known. No wonder why there are secret societies within the Vatican that gather in what has become known as Lucifer's Lodge. In one of her rituals, Abramovich tells her followers to cut deep in the middle finger of your left hand and eat the pain, something that John Podesta was very proud of in this picture. This is expected from the Podestas, after the artwork in Tony Podesta's house was shared with the world by Washington Life. It's a strange and somewhat sickening feeling, isn't it? We have come to learn about the extremely dark worlds of James Alefantis and the Podestas, and after soaking all of that in, and understanding that they adhere to the teachings of Aleister Crowley, it's insane to think that they have been major players in the White House, influencing decisions within the United States for decades. We have been living in a dream world, and they have been deceiving us for a very long time. Hollywood certainly plays its role in Pizzagate.
Whatever you make it, to make it a good one, both of you.
Brought to my attention last night that Brooke Shields was a victim of Hollywood in the 70s, which is before my time, but that it was done in plain sight. Now, what I'm about to show you is shocking. Even though these images exist on the internet and have been published and displayed publicly, I think you will agree there is something terribly wrong with them. And why do I say this? Well, because these are photos that photographer Gary Gross took of Brooke Shields when she was 10 years old. That's right, nude photographs of Brooke Shields when she was 10 years old were featured in Playboy. So this is when she's 12 years old. In this film, when she is 12 years old, this was Hollywood's attempt to normalize pedophilia way back in the 70s and 80s. This is right around the same time that Roman Polanski was raping 13-year-old girls.
What am I fit, gentlemen?
Don't we get a look before we buy?
Kids, you can look all you want. Just don't break the merchandise.
Hey, how do we know she is a virgin?
Have I ever lied to you before? Satisfaction guaranteed.
$400.
Jesus Christ. Who is he, Rockefeller?
How old is she?
Do you want to put me in jail? She's just old enough.
Expert investors are warning to prepare for a recession unlike any other. History has proven the only way the Fed can fight inflation is with a recession. In 2008, the stock market and housing market crashed. Meanwhile, gold doubled from 800 to 1600 an ounce in just 2.5 years. Protect your hard-earned savings by investing in gold and silver. Call the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Patriot Gold Group is introducing the 2023 Recession Protection No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical, gold, and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service from Patriots Protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row. Q constantly reminds us that these people are sick and evil. And our favorite president said to find out the people that went to that island. The graphic in the background is Q Drop 4577. Let's run through some of these names. For those of you who want all of the names on this list, you'll need to take a screenshot now. Another one as I scroll halfway down, and then finally one more screenshot at the end of the list. You can see here that some of the names on this list include Alan Dershowitz, Alec Baldwin, Anderson Cooper, Barack Obama, Ben Affleck, Beyonce, Bill Clinton, Charlie Sheen, Chris Tucker, Demi Moore, James Franco, Jim Carrey, Jimmy Kimmel, John Cusack, John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, Kathy Griffin, Katy Perry, Kevin Spacey, Lynn de Rothschild, Madonna, Eminem, Naomi Campbell, Meryl Streep, Oprah Winfrey, Quentin Tarantino, Robert Downey Jr., Stephen Colbert, Steven Spielberg, Steven Tyler, Tom Hanks, Will Ferrell, Will Smith, and Woody Allen. And that's just to name a few. And as I shared on social media when I shared this list, for anyone who wants to reply that this list is fake or it's been debunked, here's today's tip. Fake news fact checkers are complicit, co-conspirators with the New World Order, deep state cabals, propaganda media. Folks, they're lying to you. This has not been debunked. Let's continue to expose swamp creatures. This is Pepe Lives Matter.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
The creature from Jekyll Island. Pepe's latest Substack. It's based on the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Pepe shared a link to the audiobook, The Creature from Jekyll Island, so I'll include that link. As a matter of fact, I'll include the audiobook in my Before It's News article, and there'll be a link to find the article on my Before It's News page. You'll find that in the description box. If you're watching on Before It's News, just scroll down. You'll see the audiobook listed a couple of links down. Here are some highlights from Pepe's Substack. It's a compilation of a thread on the Federal Reserve slave system designed to control the masses and enrich the cabal. Edward Griffin, he's the author of the book, succinctly explains what the Federal Reserve system actually is. It's a cartel. It's not a government agency. It has the appearance of it being a government agency. They went to great lengths to give it that facade. In its essence, it's a cartel. They got together. They drew up the rules and regulations for their own industry. To self-regulate, it's what cartels do. And then they sent it to Congress, and they took off the label off the top that said banking cartel, and they erased that, and they said Federal Reserve Act. Our Congress passed it into law, and that's why we think it's a government agency. Because if you don't obey the rules that they set down for their own industry, you go to prison. They knew there was going to be some kind of move to control banking. And so instead of being stupid about it, they decided to take the lead. They said, we'll write the bill. They went to Jekyll Island, where nobody knew they were going. They had a meeting. There was a great deal of secrecy. They denied that they went there for many years. They actually drafted the Federal Reserve Act in 1910, and then the next 3 years, it took that much time to promote it and get it through Congress. Today, it controls the money system. All the important elements of commerce are controlled by this private group in the name of government. It's become so powerful over the years, the roles have reversed. The role of master and servant have reversed. Now we come to the horrible conclusion that the government doesn't control the banks. The banks control the government. Pepe continues, Glenn Beck breaks down the creation of the Federal Reserve created by the likes of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. These are the men that represented one quarter of the wealth of the entire world. The Morgans, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, the Rothschilds, all in one room. They all came together to form a banking cartel so they didn't have to compete against each other. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Remember, for those who want more, I've got the entire audiobook in the description box of my Before It's News article. So I'll provide the link to that article where you can listen to all 7 or 8 hours of that book. And that's just part one. There's actually a part two and a part three. So for those who are hungry for more, there's a whole lot more where this came from. Pepe, if you get a chance to watch this, thank you for your deep dive into the Federal Reserve. And a very special thank you to Terry. Terry is the sponsor of this show. I appreciate your incredible generosity. My wife and I are truly grateful. May God bless you, Terry. Some of you hearing my voice right now, you've been blessed tremendously by God in the area of finances. God gives some people a very special financial anointing, and they prosper in everything they do. And quite often, God gives such people a heart of generosity. Please contact me personally to step up and sponsor a show. My personal email address is christianpatriotnews@protonmail.com. It's on your screen now. Please use the subject line, sponsor a show. I'm not talking about advertising a product or a service. Those are advertisers. I'm talking about supporting me and my beautiful wife personally for our work as digital soldiers, sharing truth far and wide. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. We are truly grateful. Now let's transition from that which is temporary to that which is eternal. Remember, God's word says, don't fix your eyes on that which you can see, because that which you can see is only temporary, but rather fix your eyes on that which is eternal, because that which is eternal will last forever. Today, let's continue in our series on healing and walking in the fullness of everything that God has already provided.
And this man stood up and he took a dollar bill. Back when I was a kid, a dollar bill was exciting. Yeah. Amen. And he held this dollar bill up and he said, I'll give this dollar bill to the first kid that comes up here and takes it. And I mean, just instantly, there was 20 or 30 kids just like this all around him. And they were all jumping, I want it, I want it. And I thought of all of the times to be at the back row. And this guy, he just kept his hand up like this. And he says, he kept repeating this. I'll give this dollar bill to the first kid that comes up here and takes it. And everybody was wondering, what's he talking about? Every one of them wants it. Why doesn't he give it to them? And he just kept repeating this. He said it 4 or 5 times. And finally, my lightning fast mind figured out what he was saying. And I got out of my seat. I ran down the aisle. I pushed my way through those other kids. And he had his hand up like this. And I reached up and grabbed his arm and climbed up his side. And I grabbed that dollar bill out of his hand. And he said, that's the first kid that came up here and took it. He said, every one of you wanted it, but you didn't take it. He says, it was yours for the taking. But I said, I'll give this to the first kid that comes up and takes it. None of you took it. See, this is an illustration of salvation. God, by grace, has provided salvation, healing, deliverance, but you have to take it. You can either emphasize the taking and say, it's all me. It was my taking that made it happen. Well, my taking wouldn't have done anything if he hadn't held a dollar bill up. I could have reached out and grabbed all day long. If there wasn't a dollar there, it wouldn't have profited me. His grace provided it, but then I had to take it. That's an illustration of grace and faith. It's not one or the other. It's a combination of the two. God, by grace, has already provided everything you will ever need. You don't need to ask God for anything. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It depends on how you ask. You know, I used this illustration one time with Ashley when he was in school. And I had my keys in my pocket. I don't have my keys in my pocket. But I said, here's my car keys. And if I said, Ashley, I'm going to let you have my car keys. And if I, just by grace, offered him my car keys. I said, that doesn't mean that he deserved it. Doesn't mean he earned it. It was just something I was offering to him. But then after class, he could come up and he could say, can I have your car keys? And I said, he could ask it in a way like, can I have your car keys? Were you serious? Did you really mean that? Would you let me drive your car? Now see, that would be unbelief. Or he could come up and say, can I have your car keys? And that's really no question mark to it. It's a demand. All he's doing is a polite way of saying, you promised it, now can I have your car keys? And you know, as soon as class was over, Ashley walked right up and says, can I have your car keys? And I gave him my car keys and he went driving in my brand new Jeep. It was nice, wasn't it? But anyway, see, so the scripture says you have not because you ask not. I'm not saying it's wrong to ask and say, Father, I'm asking you to heal me. But it depends on what you mean by that. If you mean, Father, I don't really believe that I'm healed because the doctor says I'm not. So would you please heal me? That's all unbelief. But if you come up and say, Father, I believe you said that by your stripes I was healed. Now I'm asking you to heal me. It's like in the Lord's Prayer. He says, give us this day our daily bread. But there's no question mark there. It was a command. Give us this day our daily bread. You're making a demand. You believe that His goodness has already provided it. Now you're ready for it. So give it to me. It's like a kid when they come into the house and they say, Mom, give me something to eat. They aren't demanding it. They aren't making you do it. They believe in your grace and in your goodness. But because of that relationship, they just come in and say, I want what's mine. Give me something to eat. And so it's not wrong to ask for something, but technically speaking, you don't have to ask. God, by grace, has already provided it. Did you know when it comes to forgiveness of sins, you will hear people say that you've got to come and you've got to ask God to forgive you of your sins. There's not a scripture that talks about that. It's not scriptural to ask God to forgive you of your sins. It's quiet in this Presbyterian church. You can't find it in Scripture. I can show you many, many places in Scripture. A couple of them. Acts chapter 16. When Paul and Silas were in prison and then the Lord sent the earthquake and he yelled out to the Philippian jailer, don't kill yourself, we're all here. The Philippian jailer came and when he saw that not only Paul and Silas were there, but all of the prisoners were there, his life was spared. He was so impressed, he fell down and he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said, well, ask Jesus to forgive your sins. That's not what he said. He says, confess all of your sins. That's not what he said. You know what he told the Philippian jailer? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Believe that he's already died for you. Believe that the provision was made by grace. And if you will put faith in what has already been done, then the power of God is released. He didn't ask him to confess his sins, to ask for healing. He said, believe that it's already been done and that you're forgiven. That's what it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. It doesn't mention confessing your sins. It doesn't mention asking to be born again. The truth is, God has already died for the sins of the whole world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. I've already quoted that. He's propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. The sins of the whole world have already been paid for 2,000 years ago. God has already forgiven the sins. Does that mean that everybody's saved? No, because you're saved by grace through faith. If a person doesn't believe that they're saved, if they don't make Jesus their Lord and receive it, then all that Jesus has done for them goes to naught. It doesn't accomplish anything because you have to reach out and by faith take it. And see, it's the exact same thing. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. How did you receive Jesus? Did you beg and ask him to come save you and wait for him to come die for you? Or did you hear the good news that he had already died for you, that your sins were forgiven and you just believed and received? Well, that's the way that you receive everything else. Instead of begging God to heal you, believe that you've been healed, that you have the same power on the inside of you that raised Christ from the dead, and just believe it and start walking in agreement. Start talking in agreement.
Start acting in faith. And that faith doesn't make God heal you. That faith releases what God has already done. Here's two statements that took me 20 years to figure out. And some of you, when I say this, it's going to be so simple, you're going to think, boy, you are not very smart. But this is just because this is the grip that religion had on me, and I was so messed up by this. And I believe that most people struggle. This is more profound than you're going to recognize when I first say it. But here's two definitions of faith that just revolutionized my life. Faith is not something you do to make God move. If you think faith is something you do and then God moves in response to your faith, then that's not faith. You're into legalism. You're into works. And let me just say that that's where the vast majority, 80, 90% of the body of Christ lives, in this place that you have to do something in order to get God to do something. That's wrong. And that's the reason you're frustrated, and that's the reason things are not working. Faith is not something you do in order to gain a response from God. But here's a real simple definition. Faith is simply your positive response to what God has already done by grace. Now again, most of you think that's not so profound. That's awesome. That's awesome. Faith is not something you do to get God to respond. Faith is your response, your positive response to what you believe God has already done it. And if God has already done it, well, then that takes all of the effort out of it. He's already done it. It's already there. I'm not trying to get healed. I'm already healed, and I'm just resting in it and trusting in it. It's a totally different approach than the other way. Here's the second definition. This really helped me, that faith is simply how you appropriate what has already been provided by grace. Most people think faith is something you do to get God to do something that He hasn't done yet. But faith is simply how you appropriate what God has already done by grace. That's huge. That's huge. And if God has already done it, then you don't struggle with this concept about, will He do it? He's already done it. How can you doubt that He'll do what He's already done? If you really believed it was already done, you wouldn't struggle.
Thanks for watching today. Please support my work as a frontline soldier, sharing truth far and wide. I've got links to GiveSendGo, DonorBox, BuyMeACoffee.com, and my Cash App all in the description box below this video. If the links don't work, it's no trouble. Simply visit www.givesendgo. That's givesendgo.com and hit the search icon. Enter my name. It's Christian Space, Patriot Space News, and I'll come up. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. I cannot do this without you, and together we will win, especially the good fight of faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for those of us who put our faith and our hope and our trust in Him.